In ancient Sparta, culling and curating was the norm. Apotheity. Yesterday I sent an email to my playground participants announcing that they are now graduates of that course. I was really curious of their response. Often people's response to me is what guides in my decision to accept them as clients or not. Most requested to be put into the new Wednesday program I am starting this Wednesday. One student's response is what triggered this article and a lengthy self-examination, and an exercise in formulating my principles who I teach in the future. He said, "Hi Sophie. Thank you for the playground experience. Whilst in many ways I haven't moved, I do see it as valuable and the way you work was awe-inspiring. It has got to be frustrating when you see someone not moving, or when your star student jumps off the ship." He wrote more, and he asked to be accepted into the Wednesday course. So here is my new process I invented, curation and culling. An ancient Greek city-state, Sparta, when a child was born disfigured, or was born prematurely, the father took the infant to the elders, and they deliberated if the child should be kept, if the child would be a burden on the parents or not. If the elders decided the child would be a burden, the father took it to the apotheti, which was an agreed-upon place, and left the infant there, alive. Childless couples could go and get themselves a child, otherwise the child was left to die or fend for itself. I, given that I was born prematurely and severely underweight, would have been taken to the apotheti. I am, regardless, on the side of that institution. Humanity as a whole would have developed, evolved into a different direction had the institution been universal and survived. I am neither a Democrat, nor a Republican. I am on the side of life, with capital L. The original design. Humanity having the energy and the aspiration to become all it can become. Fulfill its destiny. Different groups of people live by different code books. A code book says what's right and what's wrong, and also a book where things are interpreted, given meaning. Every single code book deviates from the code of life, on way or many. And then the groups fight for dominance of their code book. No one really pays attention to life. The DNA, the original design. Once you detach enough from the "I have to defend my code book, the only true word of God, or whatever," you can see that all code books are just code books, and not the truth, not the word of God. The Bible is a book. The Torah is a scroll. The Mishnah, the Quran, Kabbalah is a collection of opinions, or hypotheses presented as the truth. Some measure higher than others on the truth value scale. The only truth is encoded in the DNA of all humans. Vibration, the number, measures the truth value of the human, to how far or how close they are from the truth encoded in the DNA. Being loud, convincing, authoritative, well-spoken, charismatic are all in service of some code book, self-interest, group interest, power play. And rarely if ever in the service of the original design, the truth encoded in the DNA. The ancient Spartan lived, on average, on the truth level of 207%. Modern humans live on the truth level of 101%. And the number is dropping. Their ambition is low and their desires are disproportionately high. This past Sunday, my Sunday call partner with made the difference in my energy level and my mood. I said what every person would have said: I walk every day, my health is getting better, but I would have been shallow, only skimming the surface. This morning, by accident, I re-listened to Michael Sinoff's interview with Whole Brain Method coach, Michael Lavery. The interview is on my mobile app. Maven Show. Text your email address to 315-509-2888 for instructions. The program is about making your brain work, learn new things, use your hands differently than you have been, use your mental acuity, etc. I realized that I started to improve mentally, emotionally, physically exactly at the same time when I started to use the mallet and golf ball. And though I haven't been using it longer than maybe 4 to 5 minutes a day, the difference is so obvious, it amazes me. Today I walked 7 times around the circle in the park, while when I started the hammer exercises, I could not even walk around that same circle once. I am also sleeping through the night. I also fall asleep faster, and wake up rested. I have started to drop weight. I am thinking better. I am not struggling with tip-of-the-tongue words. I have decided that part of the curating process, I'll make it mandatory for participants to do the hammers daily. There are many other exercises, but my humble opinion is, The hammer exercises beat them all hands down. So I require people to do the hammer exercises. Mirror writing is nice. Calligraphy is nice. Memorizing is nice. But I'll limit my requirement to one thing only, the hammer and golf ball exercise. It's my program, and I call the shot. If you think you can and are willing to grow in leaps and bounds, the Wednesday and CROT, growth and quad, course may be what you need. If you don't qualify but still would like to know what I teach, I have added a recordings only option in the shopping cart. Go to step 2, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/growth.